Oh, please. Come on. It's Halloween. If we're going to be stuck at home in the storm, we might as well do something scary. And you know that I love stuff like these Ouija boards. What better time to try it out than on a stormy Halloween night? It's not like you have anything better to do than humor your little sister. Please? Please, please, please? I know you think I'm silly for believing in this stuff. You laughed when I told you this place was haunted. And no, I am not going to freak myself out like the time when we watched one movie. I only had to sleep in your bed for a few hours that night, and then I calmed down. And it was 2 years ago. I was much less mature back then. I won't be crawling in your bed for comfort later on like I did back then. Yes, 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 thank you. It takes two people to do an Ouija board anyway. Let's just sit on the floor over there with the board between us. Okay. Okay. Now, we just put our hands on the planchette. Well, that's what it's called, planchette. I've done my research. Okay. Now, open up your mind. I'm always open to new stuff anyway, but you're kind of uptight. I still love you. But for tonight to work, you're going to have to be ready to push your boundaries. Okay? Yes. Now we start asking questions. Is anyone there? Did you see that? It moved! Ah, the planchette moved, yes. Did you do that? I didn't move it. Okay, next question. Who are you? L. I. L. Y. Lily? Is your name Lily? Are you the ghost in this house? Yes? I knew it! Oh, Lily, you're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be in heaven. Why haven't you moved on? L. O. V. E. Love? How is love keeping you here? Wait, Lily, this will take too long talking for the board. Can you talk to us directly? Yes. So, you can, but why aren't you then? N. E. Wait. Need a body. You need a body to speak through? I could let you use my body, I guess. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel her presence moving into me. No, it's okay. I want to help her. She's a good person. I can feel it. She's even waiting for me to let her talk. Hello? I have a voice. It's not my own, but it's a voice. I've tried so hard to be heard all these years. Yes, I'm Lily. Don't worry about your sister. She's okay. I don't think she can tell what's going on right now. She's very trusting. Luckily for her, I wish her no harm. But she wants to help me. You want to help me too, don't you? I died with some unfinished business. And until it is taken care of, I can't be at peace. I died unloved. I was lonely and sickly, and I couldn't leave the house. I never knew the love of a man in my short life. For many, that wouldn't keep them from moving on, but for me it did. I cannot leave this world for the next until I am fulfilled. Until I am properly made a woman. This is not a joke. For what it's worth, I have watched you in all your years in his house. I know you more thoroughly than any man I did while living. I've watched you while you ate and worked and played and slept and other things. Naughty things. Which you do an awful lot. Not that I mind. Sorry. I am making this weird for you, aren't I? But not as weird as it could get, because if I am to move on, I would need to make love to you. With your sister's body. I know it's shocking, but it is the only way I can find peace, and I know from watching the two of you interact that you are attracted to his body, but you've never given her any hint of that, because you've been worried what she'd say. Well, you can have her body, if you don't mind, it's my mind. She won't know a thing. Not a single naughty thing. Please. It has to be tonight, and it has to be the two of you. I may not have the strength to enter her body again for a long time, and if you want to be inside her body, it will probably have to be when I am in it, too. You're reluctant. You love your sister, even if you lust after her. But she never needs to know. She can't see or hear anything now, and I can wipe her mind of memories of tonight before I go. She won't even think twice about not being a virgin afterwards. You didn't know that, did you? But I can see how your breath quickens when you hear that. And how your pulse races. You like the idea of taking your sister and her virginity, even if she doesn't know it. Yet, you're still torn. I can't make you make love to this body, but I can take its clothes off while you watch. You've wanted to see your little sister naked for so long, haven't you? Well, now's your chance. We've no harm done to her. Her body is even better than you imagined, isn't it? Just look at her breasts. I'd be jealous if they weren't so useful to me now. And if they didn't send a shiver through the body as I squeeze them. I feel everything her body does. It feels just like it's my own nipples slowly becoming hard at my touch. And it feels like it's my hand sliding between my legs. Touching what feels like my pussy. You can stare all you want. I don't mind. She doesn't know. And never will. Nor would she know if you took off your clothes now. It doesn't mean we're going to do anything. We don't have to have sex today. But at least give me a chance to see your body. To see you touching yourself like I'm touching this body. Perfect. Your cock is already so hard. You want to fuck this body so much, don't you?
You fight what you desire so badly, even as your eyes drink in the sight of your little sister masturbating in front of you. You're even too nervous to touch yourself. That's okay. I can do it for you. No, it's okay. It's just her hand touching you. So soft and delicate. Oh, but grabbing you so firmly. Her jerking you off isn't as bad as what else is on the table, is it? You're beginning to enjoy it so much. We both are. I could bring us both to orgasm with my hands so easily. But that would be a waste, wouldn't it? I'd let you put it in your sister's mouth or her ass. Either one would be incredible, wouldn't it? Except neither would let me move on to the next world. Only making love would. Your cock and your sister's pussy. Your bodies moving as one. And then driving each other to climax. You can have that. You can have her body and you can get away with it. Too. Just let me lie back. You can't help that I have my hands still wrapped around your cock, can't you? You just have to come with me. Every man lets his cock lead him, doesn't he? And if I use my hand to pull you towards this pussy, you just have to follow, don't you? You could struggle, but you might hurt yourself. Or worse, you might hurt your sister. I can press your cock up against your pussy and let you feel how wet it is already and how warm, but you'll be the one that has to put it inside of her. Are you still afraid of hurting her? It is still her first time after all, but wouldn't it be better if her first time was with her brother who'd be careful with her? Or would you rather it be some strange boy who just wants to fuck her? So, when you stop to think about it, you're only doing her a favor by being her first lover. And of course you'd be helping me leave your world for the next. You're so close, just start moving forward a little and pushing yourself against her. That's it. Oh, gently, of course, until now, when you have to be a little forceful. Just to the flower. But she won't feel a thing. She won't know a thing. Thank you. You won't regret this. I swear you'll love this. Oh, no, don't feel bad. It's just a little pain. A little blood. think of all the good that you're doing by fucking your sister. I'll start moving slowly. I want to feel all of her pain and her pleasure. And not having sex is what kept me as a ghost for so long. Let's make it special. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Touch me. Touch her. This is your chance to enjoy her body as much as you want. Because it's what I want to. Oh. Harder. Harder is okay now. You won't hurt her. She's more than ready for it. Can she feel how wet she's become? Her body just instinctively moves with yours. Oh, in fact, oh God, I'm already so close to having an orgasm. Oh, no, stop. We both need to come. I'm going to put my legs around you so you can stop. Just keep fucking me. Oh, yeah. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Oh. That's so good. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking your little sister. Oh, no, don't try to pull out. It's important you come inside. I won't let you stop. She won't remember, okay? And it's what you really want to do. And it's what I want as well. So please. Oh, please come inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. Oh, yes.
Sister, I came in here. You fucked me against my wishes. Yes, it's me. Lily's gone. No, she didn't wipe my memories. I remember all of it. I was there for an entire thing. But I couldn't do anything to stop either of you. She lied to you about me not remembering. But there's something you should know. She left halfway. She left after you put it in me. But her lust remained, and it was only that you were fucking after that. I'm the one who didn't let you stop. I'm the one who told you to come in me. I couldn't help myself. My body was overtaken by desire, and when she left, I got just a touch of where she was going to, and it was so beautiful. I don't think I'll forever associate heaven with making love to you. I should be mad at what you and her did. You, especially.
but I can't. I think I'm in love with you now. And not just as a sister. But if you do feel a little guilty, I could go for another taste of heaven again.